first big cruise ship in 20 months arrived in Skagway this morning. And the Haynesboro manager finalist Annette Kreitzer arrived for a town visit. Will the assembly vote to hire her? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The first large cruise ship in 20 months arrived in Skagway to fanfare and song on Tuesday morning. This just one day after a passenger tested positive for coronavirus on board. While the captain of the ship explained how the protocols are designed to keep people safe, many workers and business owners in Skagway expressed relief that the big ships are back. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the story.
Skagway officials showed up early in the morning, dressed to impress, and welcome the Celebrity Millennium cruise ship to port. There were speeches and gifts for the captain of the ship. There was applause and laughter. There was even a song by local troubadour Steve Heitz.
Eight stars of gold on the field of blue, Alaska's flag, may it mean to you.
All of Tuesday's joy of welcoming the cruise ships back to Skagway comes with a risk, however. The captain of the Celebrity Millennium, Manolis Alavropoulos, who had to remove a COVID-infected passenger the day before, said that he's proud of the extra effort taken to make port calls in Alaska possible.
100% of our crew is fully vaccinated. At least 95% of our passengers are fully vaccinated. And that is a very big protection for us to feel more comfortable.
The big exception, of course, are children under 12. The COVID-19 vaccines have not been approved for young children yet. He says if someone does fall ill, his crew knows what to do.
When they have symptoms, we immediately activate the protocols and we start testing and contact tracing on the ship and in a very quick manner. We are very well trained already.
It was October of 2019, the last time a large cruise ship entered Skagway waters. That summer, over 1 million people visited the small town that sits atop the inside passage by cruise ship. Tens of thousands more poured in over the White Pass via the Klondike Highway. The seasonal workers' wallets were full. Businesses started investing in the future. Life seemed good. Then the global pandemic hit, and there were no more visitors. The highway to Canada was closed to all but essential travelers. No cruise ships could call. Skagway's economy plummeted by 95%. Tour company vans sat idle. Store shelves remained stocked with goods, but there were no customers to buy them. It took 20 months for a large cruise ship to return. Chris Siegel, co-owner of Skagway Float Tours, with glasses fogged from tears in his eyes, described how excited he was to have two tours booked on Tuesday.
Feels great. I can't put it in words. I'm excited to refloat our business, get things going again, get back out in Dyea and on the river.
Over the last 20 months, Siegel worked multiple jobs to make ends meet. He also got to spend extra time with his family. Their second business, Frontier Excursions and Adventures, will continue to sit idle until 2022, assuming the highway fully reopens to tour bus traffic by then. Skagway bowling legend Andy Byerly was there in traditional Tlingit dress with a traditional drum. He sees cruise ship tourism as the lifeblood of the community.
It brings a little money into Skagway and brings jobs. And that's the most important thing, is to bring jobs back into Skagway.
But there are those that worry about a COVID-19 outbreak in town. There have been spikes in infections to the north in Canada's Yukon Territory and to the south in Sitka and Juneau, who are both seeing rising case counts. And with all of the fanfare, excitement, and shouts of Skagway's back, there really weren't many visitors strolling down Skagway's historic Broadway Street. Only 1,300 passengers came to visit aboard the Celebrity Millennium. Compare that to a typical Tuesday with over 10,000 people in years prior. But this appears to be the beginning of a return to normal for most people in this small valley atop a giant fjord. And for that, the town is grateful. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Haines residents had an opportunity to meet Annette Kreitzer in person at the library on Monday evening as part of her town visit. For the past week, she's been the sole applicant to be the borough's next manager. Kreitzer's professional experience is heavy in Alaska state government. From 1992, she worked as a legislative aide before joining the executive branch. She was chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman before being named commissioner for the Department of Administration by Governor Sarah Palin, a role she continued under the administration of Governor Sean Parnell. A leading question for her from the group of about a dozen residents at the meet and greet was why apply for a local government job in Haines.
There are people in Juneau saying, what were you thinking? and it's been open, right? It's been open several times, and I did not apply. So then this last time, I just kept thinking about what I think I do well. And what I think I do well is to bring stability and communication, try to be, you know, as open and transparent as is possible, as quickly as possible.
Kreitzer and her husband live in Juneau. Since her retirement nearly a decade ago, she says she's been helping her family through medical issues, as well as finally completing her bachelor's degree in business management. She says she got on-the-job training and mentoring in management in her decades of government work, and as commissioner was responsible for roughly 15,000 employees. As chief administrator for the borough, she told KHNS in an interview that her goal for managing staff would be to create trust and stability.
Part of my approach is just getting to know people, getting to know why they're there, and their jobs and all of that. That takes a bit of time. And then ensuring that there's fairness, that's always something that I'm concerned about, and that everyone who's similarly situated is treated the same.
While in Haines, Kreitzer is touring municipal buildings and various borough project sites, like the Lutac Dock and Beach Road landslide area. She says she's a very direct person in her professional dealings. She says she wants to combat the rumor mill for the Haines community to make clear-eyed decisions.
What I see happening is I see fear getting out in front of facts. And my approach is to just be very straightforward. I'm not a real touchy-feely person, and I don't mean that in a bad way. We're all structured differently. You know, we need touchy-feely people. We need people like me who are much more analytical, and that's what I hope to bring to it, is a much more analytical approach. These are the facts, and if I'm wrong, I'll correct it, and I'll correct it quickly. I don't have any problem saying I've made a mistake and come back and make it right.
Kreitzer said she'd be able to start work in Haines on October 1st. She says after an 8 to 10 month trial period, her husband in Juneau would follow her. The assembly will hold a personnel committee meeting Tuesday and vote on whether to move forward with hiring Annette Kreitzer as borough manager. Then a final vote would be held at the assembly meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read these stories and others on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.